This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we can serve powerfully in the shadows. Recently, we talked about how Jesus had 12 disciples, but he had an inner circle within those 12. And while we can quickly recall the names of his inner circle, Peter, James, and John, and perhaps even a few more, we may be challenged to list the names of all 12 disciples. For example, when I turn to the scriptures, I see that Andrew is hardly mentioned at all, yet he is one of Christ's disciples. After reading more, I learned that Andrew was the brother of Peter, and given Peter's notoriety, one might believe that Andrew lived in the shadow of his brother. I see that Andrew was actually the one, though, to introduce Peter to Christ. His role was, in fact, bringing others to Jesus. In other words, he wasn't in Christ's inner circle, but he helped to fill it. Andrew had learned how to serve powerfully in the shadows. So in your life, you may find yourself behaving a little differently depending on the setting you're in. Maybe you're a little more outgoing in your social circle, but tend to be more reserved or in the shadows at the office. Andrew's story teaches us that it doesn't matter because God can use this in his work and for his goodness no matter what. Andrew also shows us that our name doesn't have to be out front in bright lights for our worth to shine. So the next time you need to be reminded of how God uses those in the shadows, remember these words: for it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know that your worth shines even in the shadows.